Today is Tuesday, October the 24th. I'm Kevin Boucher with your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1861, voters in a part of Virginia voted to separate and create their own state, West Virginia. And 2 years later, it was official. It became state number 35. Locally, 1 week from this Friday is a big event to support the nonprofit Caritas. It's the annual Denim and Diamonds Dinner at the Pavilion in Marion. For more information, see the link on our website. Also on Friday, November the 3rd, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri is continuing with their first Friday with the Arts, featuring an opening reception with artist Randy Simmons and his display, which is titled Black and White, Recent Charcoal Drawings. Also in Mount Vernon next Saturday, November the 4th, the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce is putting on a Walk a Mile in My Shoes, and this is to benefit the homeless. Start time 10 o'clock in the morning at 1717 Jefferson Street in Mount Vernon. In Marion, free gaming is offered to those 12 to 19 years old at the Marion Carnegie Library every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And for more information, call Marion Carnegie Library, 993-5935. In the Halloween spirit, the city of Carbondale has set their hours for trick-or-treaters 1 week from today. Trick-or-treaters can do their thing from 5 to 8 p.m. The Carbondale city officials say that if residents would like to hand out candy, turn on your porch light. And of course, a safety note for the young goblins or witches or Star Wars characters or any kid in costume, remember, put reflective tape on them. And as well, check the candy that the kids get. Also, Carbondale Community Arts, which is a nonprofit, is hosting a costume contest during the Carbondale Rotary Club's Great Carbondale Pumpkin Race. The pumpkin race takes place October the 28th at the Mill Street Underpass. And for more information, you can go to carbondalepumpkinrace.com. Also coming up in Carbondale, the SIU Carbondale Sculpture Department's Iron Pour will take place November the 11th, starting at noon. It'll take place at the Art Foundry, which is located on West Pleasant Hill Road. This event is free and open to the public. Students and community members may purchase a scratch block during the event to make a piece of cast iron art and see it poured. And also on the 11th of November, it's the third annual Women's Health Naturally. It takes place at the Daimi Community Center, 218 North Illinois Avenue. And that's your Tuesday, October the 24th, WSIU Almanac. Have a wonderful day.